My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has another keystroke and offers his scammer Jane a pink sock. Is she boring, or is she just a plain Jane? Listen and enjoy.
I'm encouraging her to fucking leave.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my time to be wasted.
I know, but it's just like, I was talking to Davin before about, like, if, you know, he was saying that he was snarky about something. I go, were you like that when you first were dating? Like, did you, you know, try to, like, hold in the snark a little bit? And he's like, yeah, I did. It's like, yeah, but not for her.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, because we're not really dating.
And you're not, and this isn't really
not
you.
In her, not in your eyes. Well,
I go, and then there's you.
Wow.
She goes, talk to me, darling. Baby, I will be there for you forever if I get there. We need to do something so that I can get back home to you directly. I go, really?
Get back home to you?
Home to you.
When we were ever under the same roof?
Yeah.
Well, emotionally.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, dear, I swear to God, stop wasting your money on hookers, please. It's not my pleasure.
It's your pleasure.
Yeah.
And I say, really? Really? Really?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's got the Tourette's again.
It's a keystroke.
Keystroke.
She goes, I really love you so much, darling. Yeah, dear. And it's completely wasting your money. And you can use the money to get me back to you directly. I promise you, dear. I swear to God Almighty, I'll be with you forever. Give all of you of me and whatsoever you want. Sweetheart, please find me money to eat this weekend. Dear, please. And please, I am very hungry.
Wow.
Now she's throwing all this stuff at him, and he counters with, I'm spending my money on hookers.
It's
fucking hysterical.
I know.
Here's what else is hysterical. This must have been after one of our shows where Pippa enlightened me. I go, could I give you a pink sock?
Oh, God. This is my claim to fame. I taught you about pink socks. That's
oh,
terrible.
showed him the video. Yeah,
see, Pip, you're always on my mind.
Well,
I remember that
you.
Night. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
She goes, no, send me money to eat. I go, what if I don't want one, woman? She goes, please stop this kind of play. Will you send me the money to eat? I go, not playing. You went away. We were not in contact. And I found out I like variety. You're kind of boring.
Ow!
She is.
I know.
I am not titillated. What, Pip?
Oh, just, I'm taking the girlfriend's side. I'm going, ow, ow. Everything you say is so mean.
This might be the worst boyfriend I've played yet.
Yes, this is the worst. For sure.
I've been one for 8 minutes.
Well, this is almost a year, though. We've been together.
No, this has been a year now we've been doing this story. Yeah. In real time, it's been 8 minutes.
No, it's actually more time consuming.
All right, 10. Let's be generous.
Well, there's a lot of dialogue here, Joe. Don't underestimate.
All right. Took you 20 minutes.
She goes, I didn't went away. I told you I went to prison. Why are you talking like this? I go, honesty is important, right?
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Davin, will you send money? Yeah, it's and I'm honest to you. I go, and I'm honest with you. Right now, I think you're kind of boring and a plain Jane.
I'd rather pay hookers.
She's trying everything to get this money, and now she's being told that she's boring and shit like that. You know,
she's still going for it.
Yeah.
And she's getting frustrated, too.
Yeah. She did that whole monologue.
I gave you my love. I called you king.
You know, it's like I've been playing the Set for Life scratch-off tickets.
Yeah.
And the numbers that you have, they're like, it's like the next number over.
Yeah.
Almost during the whole thing. It's like, all right, you know what? I'm losing. You don't have to be assholes about it, you know?
Yes. Yes,
I do. I have a show to write.
Yes.
And I called her a plain Jane. She goes, I told you everything happening to me. I'm boring because I'm hungry right now. Just try and let me eat. I go, nah, you're boring because you're boring.
Oh, man.
I go, tell me about yourself. I'm giving her a chance to be interesting. She go, remember the first time you met me? Remember? I go, not really.
Remember when I talked to you out of the blue and immediately asked for money?
Yeah. She goes, Davin, you know about me, Reddy. It's just because you don't want to help me. I go, I can't remember much about you, Jane. Lots of drugs. Take me down memory lane.
Now, the normal course would be, of course I know what's going on. Of course. No, I forgot. Tell me.
I know. But here's this person pretend for a second if this was a real person going, I'm starving. I love you. Why won't you help me? And he's like, you know what? Convince me.
Well, he would have told him to go fuck himself 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
but still,
yeah.
I mean.
She goes, that's it, and that's it. I go, what's it? She goes, Davin, will you listen to me? I go, I'm giving you a chance, but you're coming up empty. She goes, I'm Jane Farrakhal from Acton, California, single with no kids, never married. I go, yeah, that's a dating profile type of thing.
I own a mansion and a yacht.
Yeah, right.
I go, yeah, that's a dating profile type thing. Raise your game, man. You're on the big stage.
You're on the radio. Have something to say.
I've just called her man.
Yes.
And they raise your game.
You're on a show that fucking destroys scammers. You're in the big leagues now, lady. You can't bring these fucking B
raise
great
your game,
shit.
You like
man.
That? You
yeah,
like
well, it's just like, it's saying like, look, I'm peeking behind the curtain and I'm going, could you just step it up a little? All right, back on the stage. Oh yeah, tell me more.
She goes, Davin, why are you like this? I swear you're hurting me a lot. Why are you bringing more sorrow to me? I go, baby, you got to raise your state of play. I don't recall much about you. My memory is short, but my game is strong. If it feels this is good, how can it be wrong? That was a Meatloaf. No, that wasn't a Meatloaf quote. That actually made that up. I actually fucking made that up.
That's a good lyric. Man.
Thank
steal
you.
It for the band.
All right,
just pretended it was a
Let me
Meatloaf
read that
quote.
Again. Baby, you got to raise your state of play. I don't recall much about you. My memory is short, but my game is strong.
Michael, if you listen to this, write this down. We
if it
we're
feels
going
this,
on a Thursday.
If it feels this good, how can it be wrong? She goes, okay, dear, but I'm weak right now. No food inside of me. Please, darling, find money to rat. I think she meant eat. I'll be good to you.
I would have sent her a fucking rat.
Oh, my God.
I go, I'll get right on that. She goes, when, dear? Everybody wanted to feel good, but I'm weak right now. I go, after this hooker is done servicing me.
Well, you pay good money for a hooker. Why shoo her away?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.